with Maria Romero. We are at her house at 805 Linden. This is Cornelius, Oregon. Today is the 28th of January, 2000. I am Barbara Doyle, and we're going to hear Maria's story. So, could you begin with where you were born?
In Mexico.
You got a town? Well, that might be hard.
Well, it is, the state is Tamaulipas.
Okay.
Okay, then I came to the Belly, and when I was 60 years old.
Where's La Belly?
It's the Texas, the Rio Grande Valley is how they call it.
Oh, okay.
And I just grown up in there. I go to school, I mean, in there. And then we moved over here to Oregon in 1966, January the 26th,
1966. If you were born in Mexico and then basically grew up in Texas, are you an American citizen?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So you had to become a citizen.
No, I came a citizen just about 2 years ago.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you were one of those people who got into that scare when they put in those immigration rules, huh?
Not really. Okay, my mother was from here, from the United States. And so she was getting my citizens for me. And I have a brother. But my brother is from here, from Texas. And but then she gets sick, and then she stayed maybe, she died, I mean, too young. She was more too young, I mean, compared to me, that I'm 65 right now. So she was 42 years old when she died. So everything that stopped, I mean, for my citizens to be, I mean, for me, the papers and everything. So then I turned 21, and then I went and got my green card from the immigration. And I have that on about 2 years ago that that I went and applied to be a citizen. So it was a, well, there was, they're saying in the news that if you're not be citizen, you're not gonna be able to get your Social Security money. And I was working, I mean, since I got over here in Oregon, I mean, working and working all the time. So, and I said, well, I just wanna be able to get my money, I mean. So I call and I ask for the application, and they send it to me, and I send it back, and so I started all the questions, and I went over there and I passed, I mean, the test, and so I get my fifth.
Great.
Yeah.
And now you'll get something back for all the work you put in this test.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, which is just right. So, born in Mexico, and you said you're 65 now, so
mm-hmm.
that means you were born in
1934.
Right. Okay, in Mexico. And then you spent some time in Texas until you were, you said six?
Yeah, from six to, I think we came, when we moved over here, I was 31 years old. I believe I was 31. It was 1966. I think I was 31. Because I had my last child over here in Portland.
Oh, so how many are there?
How many? Well, I have 12 kids.
And 12 came here in Oregon?
10.
10 came
10,
here to
yeah.
Oregon? And
one died over there in Texas. And yeah, 10. And then the last one I have it over here it was in 1966 in November, but the 1966.
So how did you come here with so many children?
How? We just came in a car. It was broken, I mean, all the time when we come in over here. But we made it. We just get over here and we just live with my brother-in-law that he was living over here.
Okay. So you had some family here to come to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, coming in January kind of makes it sound like you weren't coming as part of that migrant labor group. You weren't coming to work in the field.
Well, when I get over here, I get a job for daycare. We came over here to Charles. It's a little town close to Hillsboro. The name is Charles. I mean, the little town. My brother-in-law was living in there, and then we moved to Canby, Oregon. And when we moved to Canby, Oregon, I just get a job with a daycare. So I take my kids in the daycare, and I'm just working there.
You were pregnant when you came here, right?
No, I was not pregnant. I had my baby. I had my baby was like 6 weeks, and then I get pregnant. So I Caesar was 6 weeks old. So I have him in December, and we came over here in January the next year.
I see.
He's from 1965. And then we came over here in 1966, and then in November 1966 is when that I have my last, kid.
And so you worked when you had so many
children?
When
I was pregnant, yeah.
And when you
was working in the daycare.
Mm-hmm. How'd you manage that?
I don't have any idea. I don't remember. But I saved money, and I remember that I went to Portland, Oregon, and I buy a car for $149. It was a nice car. It was 1957 Ford. And going to work. And then one day I just lend it to my son, Fernando. He was 16. And then he just wrecked the car. He was learning to drive with another boy, from here. And then from over there, we moved back over here to Gaston.
Okay, let me just ask a question. Did this thing with the car, did that happen when you lived near Canby?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, it was over there in Canby.
All right.
And then we moved over here to Gaston, Oregon. And then I started working in a cannery, in the Birdside Cannery. It was in Hillsboro, a Birdside Cannery, in those days. And I worked there for 11 years.
What did you do in the cannery?
It was broccoli.
Canned? Oh, this is frozen.
No, frozen, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Packing, and I was trimming broccoli. And then
What are you doing to the broccoli?
Trimming.
Oh, okay.
Cutting little pieces. And then some of the people, packing.
In other words, you were doing chopped broccoli?
They call them trimming, not chopped, trimming.
Okay, so you're not getting little pieces.
No, well, the whole, head of the broccoli.
I was going to say, God, that would be terrible work to just cut it up.
No, to be there, we have to learn to make 5 boxes in an hour. Yeah. And I if you want to work, you have to learn. You do it fast. Because they give you 3 days to learn, to do it. And so I stayed there for 11 years until they closed, down the cannery.
Did you do anything besides broccoli?
No.
In 11 years of broccoli?
Yes, broccoli.
Do you?
After 6 or 7 years working with the broccoli, they hire me, in the summer, just a few weeks for the strawberries. Well, it was just a few people, not a lot of people. These are the few people that just calling, to work. And I was, able to go and work for a little while. And then they just let me off, and then until later on when they just hired for broccoli, again. Like in the fall.
Okay, so it was, you didn't work year round?
No,
at
Bertha. No. It was like maybe 6 or 7 months out of the year. I mean, so, and then I get unemployment because they hire, I mean, the same people, I mean, every year. If you like to go back, I mean, to the same job. So I was there for those years. Well, then they changed me, I mean, from trimming the broccoli to work, they call a matron. I mean, to work upstairs. They have upstairs and downstairs with the people that just come when they have the break. I was cleaning, I mean, and cleaning the office, I mean, in there, and give the people what they need, I mean, to work. I mean, the hair nets, the gloves, and the apron, and a knife. And I work for the last 2 years, I work, I mean, doing that. And then they closed, 1975. I started working 1967, and then they closed in 1975. And then after that, well, I just babysitting kids, I'm at home, and then I work in another cannery, the Flavorland, it is in Forest Grove, working in the corn. I worked for 5 years in there.
At Flavorland.
Flavorland.
Is that frozen food also?
Yeah, they frozen, I mean, the corn. And then, I mean, I went to work for the schools, I mean, for the Forest Grove District, District 15. So I work in the kitchen, I mean, helping in the kitchen. And then I went back to the other cannery that was open behind where I live now, and I work another 5 years in there. I was all strawberries, all kind of berries, all kinds of berries that I work in there. Then I stay home again, I mean, and babysitting kids, and that's all that I can be working.
And working,
yeah. Well, and then later on, I went to work for this place they call an assisted living with old people. Mm-hmm. And I worked there in the kitchen too. And then I pay more for housekeeping, so I moved to the housekeeping and the same place, but it was cleaning, I mean, the apartments for the people, I mean, living in there. And then I quit over there, and then I went back to school in Forest Grove. And then I get sick with arthritis. And then I stopped not working in 98.
Pretty recently.
Mm-hmm. 2 years ago, almost. I mean, a little bit 2 years ago. Yeah.
Now you came here with your husband. So mm-hmm. What was he doing?
He was working. I mean, in the farm. I mean, work. I mean, working in the fields. He was. And those days, it was a lot of people coming from Texas, and I mean, working over here with the strawberries, and so he just getting people to work. In the field, picking berries.
So yeah. He picked them, or he was
no,
getting
he was,
people?
Checking, I mean, the people, I mean, or looking for people to go to work, to pick berries.
Okay.
Yeah, he works for a lot of farmers over here.
Right, yeah.
One is Sano, Mr. Sano, and Jesse, but I don't remember the last name. I was too busy, I mean, working in the cannery, I mean, because I was working, I sleeping days, so then take care of the kids. I mean, getting, I mean, watching clothes, and I mean, making something, I mean, to eat before that I go to work. And,
it wasn't easy.
No, it was not easy, but I was young. I mean, that time, so I mean, that well, I just do it. I mean, whatever that
comes. She had to.
Yeah.
Now, if your husband worked in the fields, that's only for part of the year also.
Mm-hmm.
So what else did he do?
He don't do anything. I mean, after that, then when in the winter, I mean, well, I get in my own employment, and so we applying for assistance and food stamps for a 2 or 3 months, and then
And where did you live?
I live in Forest Grove at the time. Forest Grove. We buy a house in Forest Grove, an old house, because it was difficult. I mean, for the people that don't want to rent. I mean, to the people that have so many kids. It was really hard to find a house.
Sure.
And so we just buy a house. And then I just want to move out of the house, because in the 1973, my son, he was 18, and he was killed in a car accident. So it was a lot of memories, I mean, in the house, and I don't want to stay in the house. So we just moved from there to down in Forest Grove. And then we live over there in Forest Grove, and then from Forest Grove, and in 1977, we just moved here to Cornelia, to this house.
This house?
Yeah, and now I'm living here for 22 years in this house here in Cornelia.
That's pretty nice. I mean, a lot of people who come from Texas or Arizona or California or Mexico, I mean, come as migrant laborers and live in the migrant camps, which I understand is not so nice. So you had a better situation.
Well, when we get over here, and Texas is natural gas, I mean, and I don't know how to work with the making fires, and when we move over here, I don't want to stay with my husband's relatives. We stay like a week or two, and then we move to a camp here in Cornelia. It was a camp. It was closed because it was in January. It was not too much work, but we move in there. But we have electricity, but we don't have any heaters, so we have to. I mean, have the fire, I mean, to keep the it was like a apartment, but I don't know how to work with it. I mean, and it was really hard for me, I mean, to keep, I mean, making, I mean, the fire, I mean, keep the, with all the kids, I mean, and I had my baby, it was 6 weeks old, and then my husband started working in there as it was the Sano, I mean, the name of the guy, the last name of the other, we live over there. And then my husband started working, in January, I think they just, I don't know how to say or explain it to you, that the berries, they just tied it up. And it was a lot of work, I mean, those days, I mean, in the field. So he was working, I mean, in there. And then it was a place called Viva. They just helping people.
And what is this place?
Viva. It was something like Centro Cultural.
Yeah.
But it was called Viva. It was a lot of volunteers, I mean, a lot of young guys. I mean, it was a house, a big house in Hillsboro. It's what they call in this. It was our organization, called Viva. So then my husband went over there, and so they find a house for us, and we moved to Forest Grove from the camp. We moved to Forest Grove in a house, and I guess, I mean, the churches, I mean, that time they just helping, I mean, a lot. So they just helped me with everything, because I mean, when we came over here in the car, we don't bring anything, just a few clothes. I mean,
I was going to say, I mean, with all of you in one car, where is there space for anything else?
Just a little bit of clothes, I mean, for everybody. And then they just, I mean, helped me. And then from that house in Forest Grove, we moved back to Canby, I mean, again. And that we don't stay too long, that we came back over here again. That's when I started, I mean, working on it. Then I buy me another car and to drive, I mean, to work, because it's really hard when you don't have a car over here in Oregon, I mean, to go to work. And we live in, I mean, out of town, and there's no buses. I've been in the bus over here in Oregon one time, I mean. So most of the time I'll be able to get something, I mean, my own, I mean, transportation, I mean, to go to work. Not a new car, but I mean, something that I mean.
What made you come to Oregon in January?
I don't have any idea. It was my husband, because when he was young, he used to come and work over here. He have a lot of uncles, I mean, here in Oregon. And he used to come over here, so he know the area, I mean, around here. I don't know, I never been, I mean, living in another place than just over there in Texas.
And coming in the winter had to be quite a different situation. I mean, it's colder,
mm-hmm.
and it's wet.
I was not thinking about anything. Yes, he say, we just gonna go to Oregon, and I say, okay. So we packed everything and it just came over here.
And what was your reaction when you got here?
Nothing. Nope.
You were?
I think the weather, it was like that, so, I mean, it was different than Texas. It is hot over there. Yeah. But I like it. I mean, I just like it, I mean, over here, since we moved over here, because then my kids, they start growing up and then they don't want to go back over there. And so I said, my husband wants to go back to Texas. And I said, no way, I'm not going over there. Because I want the kids, I mean, not coming and going, I mean, and miss the school and all that. So I said, I'm going to stay here. And
so you just made one trip from
yes.
Texas to here, and mm-hmm. that was it?
Mm-hmm. Never go back over there.
Any regrets?
No.
So now, what did your children do? I mean, let's see. You said you were 31 when you came here.
Mm-hmm.
And if I do some quick arithmetic, I mean, Fernando was not a little child when you came here, right?
No, Fernando was 15.
All right. And then there's some younger boys.
Yeah.
Did they work in the fields in the summertime?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they just go and work with my husband.
Okay. Helping. Do you know how young?
Fernando was 15, mm-hmm. and Arno was 13, and it's just Fernando was all and it's 2 years apart. So, and some of it's a year apart. So,
did the girls work in the fields too?
Ida, I think, only Ida. I mean, not working. I mean, I think she is going to play. I mean.
Okay, in other words, they weren't picking.
When I was working in the cannery, I was sleeping in the day. And then I wake up and I make dinner, because we started at 6 o'clock. Sometimes 6, sometimes 7, I mean, in the cannery. So I have to make something, I mean, for the kids, I mean, to eat. They just go because, I mean, I was sleeping, I mean, not because they had to go to work, I mean, to under the field. But, I mean, to just, my husband just to take it, I mean, out of the house so I can sleep. sleep better with no noise.
So, do you know anything about the pay that they received?
I'm not sure. I think it was like 60 cents a flat those days.
What's a flat?
A flat is 12 of those little, you know, in the stores they have the pine, the strawberries. There's 12 in the flat.
Okay.
So it was like, I think it was 60 cents for one of those. I'm not sure. I never go, and pick berries. Maybe once, that I go, in the summer. But, not too often. I was not like to work, in the fields. Over there, where I grew up, over there, it was nothing like that. So, then I find a job, in the cannery, so I don't have to go to the fields, to work.
Yeah. I understand working in the fields was not too much fun.
I guess not. I don't grow up like that, working in the fields. It was a lot of people, coming those years, over here to work, and it was not too many families over here, that time. It just, I don't really know how many, but maybe 12, families, that time. The Garzas, the Hernandez, Trevinos. I don't know, everybody, but I know there was not a lot of Mexicans over here. Just a few.
It's interesting you said Mexicans, because in that interview with Daniel Garza, he was asked about being Mexican, Hispanic, Latino, and he kept saying, I'm an American citizen. I'm an American citizen.
I don't know if he was from Texas?
Yes. He said it enough times that you have to believe that he was an American citizen. He said he was born in Texas.
Well, my husband too, he's from over there, so. My husband said he don't say he's a Chicano, or he say he's from here, he's American, because and all my kids, the 12 kids that I had.
And they were all born, you were in Texas or here when they were born.
Yeah.
So they're all
born. My husband worked in different places. Here he worked in a furniture, he worked in a bakery, he was working in a veterans hospital in Portland. He was working in another place that make little parts for cameras. He had a lot of jobs, but it's not a steady job, because he was liking, to do it, to just in the summer work with people,
Okay, but so in other words, he worked in the summer in the fields, and then the other time of the year he worked other jobs.
Yeah, and he was, working in a gas station, too. So he had, a lot of jobs, but not a steady job, that some people, they stay, 10 years, 5 years in one place, and he was working for landscaping, too. And he works at a different, places.
So did that make you well off in comparison to some other people who came here from Texas or California or Mexico?
Well, I never complained. I was satisfied with we have. I was not thinking, coming over here and get, rich or anything. We just have enough, to eat, a place to live. And then my kids, some of my kids, they finish their school, some don't. They just drop out, how they say.
Was living here better than Texas?
Yes. It was better than over there. For me, it was better than over there. I don't know for some other people, but When I was over there, I was working doing a cannery. It was a tomato cannery, and it was another cannery that I worked. They have like they have fish. It was they have a lot of stuff. I mean, working with fish. So I was working over there too, but I
and that's when you had children too.
Yeah. A lot of the times I was pregnant. I mean, like 4 or 5 months pregnant. But I like it more over here than over there. I don't know why, but it was more. The people was nice. I mean, over here when we get over here, it was nice. I mean, it was not. I don't have complaints that said. I mean, people that are like racist or anything, say that. I was not had complaints about that. I was not. Well, it's not because I'm not friendly, but I mean, working. I mean, nights and have so many kids. I don't have no time. I mean,
we're in 71.
Yeah, cost me $3,500, brand new. Brand new wedding.
This is being a little pushy. Did you pay cash or did you buy on credit?
No, I buy it on credit, yeah. Okay. I was paying like 70, 79 a month.
So you were able to get credit, which means you had a good working record in order to get that credit.
Yeah, I was because I was working already. Okay, we came at, I started working in 1967 in Versailles. And then the car was 1971, so I have been working for so many years there. So.
Oh,
it was like a steady job because we just go back. I mean, a lot of the same people, we just go back to work.
And maybe you said it before, but how many months of the year, say, would you be working at Birdseye?
I believe it was like 7 months out of the year.
Okay, that's quite a bit. Mm-hmm. Always, except for when you were doing the dispensing the materials and that, you were working with broccoli.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they would have broccoli being processed over 7 months? That's amazing.
I don't remember when we... I remember that we stopped, like... working after Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And then we just and call when they need us. I mean, to sometimes they just take a lot of the frozen, I mean, things and I mean, do it again, or they have orders or I mean, something. But we was and call, I mean, to go back to work. And sometimes we just work for 2 weeks or 3 weeks, and then we started. But it's like a straight month, like it was maybe 4 months, I mean, with the broccoli.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, off and on, I mean. Or they run pumpkins, too, for Halloween. Those Halloween pumpkins.
Yeah.
We just, I mean, doing that too. Well, not me, because I was just streaming broccoli, but it was some other, ladies.
Do you remember what you got paid?
I started over there with paying $1.97 and an hour.
Yeah. Do you know, was that the minimum wage?
I don't even remember. Yeah. They told me they need people in there, so I went over there, they hired me, so I don't even, remember, in those days, that how much it was for the minimum wage. So we don't make too much because I worked for so many years, and when they closed and there, I was making $368, so it was not,
maybe it wasn't minimum wage.
I don't remember, but We don't make that, not even, I mean, $4 an hour or anything like that. But in those days, I mean, it was not, I mean, too expensive, I mean, buying, I mean, clothes. Well, I was buying, I mean, clothes. I buy new clothes for my kids. I buy in secondhand store clothes. And so I mixed it. So well, I have stretched with my money. So.
Yeah, Marina said you were very good with money.
I put, I mean, for the, when they're going to start again, I mean, to school, I just put it, I mean, layaways. And so I just pay in, I mean, I pay off and I just get all the new clothes so they can start go to school with new clothes. And then after that, I mean, after like in December, I start, I mean, going to the secondhand stores and buying clothes.
So they had to start out right.
I guess so. I mean, I never remember that. I said, well, I mean, my kids, they don't have anything to wear. I mean, to go to church, they have one, I mean, good, I mean, dress for my girls and my kids, I mean, nice clothes. But those just to wear just and Sunday and to go to some school. Nothing fancy, but something, I mean, new. I mean. The way that I do it.
Sounds like you did a pretty good job.
I don't know. You have to ask my kids. I know now that, I mean, that I'm getting old, and I know that I don't, I mean, like these days, I mean, kids, they complain that, oh, my dad, my mom is at home, my dad is at home, I never see, I mean, we never talk. I mean, in those days, it was different than now. And I know that sometimes I say to my kids, not kids, I mean, they're grown up now, but I said, well, I'm sorry that I don't stay with you, I mean, little kids, I mean, and like my grandkids, I mean, the mothers now, they just reading a book, I mean, to go to sleep, or, I mean, I don't do all those things, but, I mean, I have to work, I mean, to eat, and getting clothes, I mean.
Now, did you have any association at all with Centra?
No. Mm-mm.
So you went to this thing, this organization that was called Beaver.
Not me. It was my husband. Okay. Or my, my husband and my sister and law. But no, I never, I mean, I never go. I mean, he was the one, I mean, going, I mean, for looking for a house and I don't know, I never said that I want to go and, I mean, and ask him for anything. He was the one that was going. I mean.
So was your husband one of the early people at Centro to form it?
No. He had a lot of friends, I mean, there when they started, I mean, the Centro, I mean. But he was going in there just to talk, I mean, to people in there, but... I never have the desire, I mean, to go in there, to the Centro. I mean, don't ask me why, but I mean...
Not then and not now?
No. Mm-mm. No. I went out too long ago, I mean, to help my daughter-in-law that she has to do something and she don't have the time, and she asked me if I can go and do something in the kitchen, and I said, okay, but I mean, it was... I never, I mean, go in there for anything, no, not me.
Now you said you did get some assistance. You mentioned food stamps.
Mm-hmm.
And you got unemployment when you were not working at the
mm-hmm.
cannery.
Mm-hmm.
Was there any other organization you went to for
do
help?
Do I ask it for help? No, it's the church in Forest Grove. They used to give clothes to people, to poor people. And this is the only place that I used to go, I mean, in there, to get some clothes. And they give blankets, too. they're still, helping, the people. Of course, go with it. Now, when I have clothes, I just take it over there. I just donate it, to. So now I'm paying back what they helped me, before. Now that, they have a garage sales, my sons and my daughters-in-law, and they have a leftovers, and they say, well, do you want this? And I just keep some, and I have my garage sales, and the leftovers, I just take it over there, and I just give it to the church.
And what church was that?
That's Seven Venice Church.
Okay. Are you part of a church group now?
Not in there. I'm a member to the Pentecostal Church here in Cornelius.
Okay.
My kids have grown up in the Christian church too, but it was English. It's a Christian church. And then when they grown up, they stopped going, and then I started going to this Spanish, Pentecostal church since 1972.
Oh, that's a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But they went to, your children went to the public schools.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All the public schools, yeah. Fernando finished high school in Gaston. My second son, he got the GED and Forest Grove. And Martin Jr., he finished high school in Forest Grove too. Ida, my daughter, she finished in Forest Grove High School too. So the only one, there's only four that finished high school. The other ones did.
But do they work in the agricultural fields and that?
My daughter Ida, she was working with a place. It was a organization too for the kids to work in. When not in the school, they work cleaning parks. And she got a job. Manpower.
Yeah.
Something. Yeah. Uh huh. It was the name, I think. She worked there, and Pancho, one of my sons, worked there. She was working for about, in the summer, 2-3 years she was there, with young people. And and the other ones, they just, working in the fields, and another one, they start working, helping, in the place they sell cars, to watching cars, and he went to school for a mechanic, and he learned, for Subaru, and he was working in there for many, many years with the Subaru place. And the other one, he learned herself to do a body work. He started when he was too young, like maybe 18 or 19, and he's still doing that. I have my second son is working for the Bonneville company. For so many years he went to the Navy, and then he back from over there in 1975. He started working in the employment office, and then from there he went to work for the Bonneville company. He's still over there. He's an engineer.
So they're not interested in working out in the fields anymore?
No. He was, my kids, they're not, and the field, like a lot of the people, every summer, no. They fight for something else.
Do you think your experience of moving here, when you did, and the fact that you worked not in the fields, and just the way you put your whole life together here, was this typical, or was it not typical of, people of Hispanic background who came from Texas or Arizona or California? You think you were different, or you were the same?
I don't know, but I don't have, when I grew up over there in Texas, it was not, a lot of the field work, to work. I guess I was not used to come and work in the fields with my kids. I look for something else, and I get lucky, and then I find, I mean, that my first job, it was at, in Canby with, in the daycare. So, and then when we moved from Canby back over here to Gaston, I started in the cannery. So I never, I mean, said that I have to work and work in the fields with my kids, no.
Because I gather a lot of people live in the migrant camps, mm-hmm. and you seem to have managed to almost completely avoid it.
I don't know, maybe I was lucky, I mean, or something, I don't know, I mean, different to the other people, because, yeah, I know a lot of people, they came and live in the camp, and they stay in there, and they just work in the fields with the kids, I mean, their whole family,
yeah.
you know, we just look for something else, I mean, me and my husband, we look for something else different than just in the fields, I mean, all the time.
Do you have any pictures, photographs from, you know, when you were, when you came here in the early years, the children growing up, or anything like that?
Well, I have some when we came over here to Oregon, but for some reason, I mean, a lady, they just went to their house, and she was thinking that I was not living in there, and she just threw everything, even the birth certificate for my kids, she just burning everything. And so, and then after my kids, they growing up, and then they just getting married. So I have some, but not, I mean, when we first came over here,
no.
because that they just happened, I mean, that. One time we just went to visit my husband, uncle in Jervis, Oregon. He was living over there. He is already, I mean, gone, he's dead. So these people, they was looking for a house too, like us, and they went to that place, Biba, and I think they told it, I mean, that we don't live in there anymore, but we have everything, I mean, in there, whatever the church has given to me, the furniture and everything, we have everything in the house, and we have the rent pay and everything. And so this lady went over there and take over, I mean, living over there in the house and throwing everything, my things that I bring from Texas and burn it. So, and I came and I said, I'm sorry, I said, you have to leave or I'm going to take all my furniture because this belongs to me. They give it to me as mine, so I just take, I mean, everything from there.
So there's not too many pictures. I mean, I noticed a picture there of grandchildren, I guess.
Yes. Those was from the son that was calling me. Yeah, they have two. Marina have two boys. Ida have two, a boy and a girl. The other ones, they have one. They don't have too many like me. No. Ida, my daughter, said, no, I'm not going to be like you. No way. No. Only two kids. She has a boy and a girl. And he have a boy and a girl, too, and no more. My other son, he has two girls. But all together, I believe that I have like 19 grandchildren. And three grandsons.
Really?
I have three. Two boys and a girl. Oh.
So you have been blessed.
Yeah. And at Christmas they come out, they come over here. They come in Thanksgiving and they come Christmas. I mean every Christmas.
Do you celebrate the, Cinco de Mayo and the Mexican Independence Day or the Day of the Dead?
No, I don't celebrate nothing of those things. No.
Have you tried to keep the Spanish and the Mexican culture
going?
Well,
I don't growing up, I mean in Mexico, so I mean in Texas, I mean in the old days, I don't even know what they celebrated the Cinco de Mayo. They don't. They start over here to do it, but I don't know, I mean, what it is, because I mean, I don't know the culture and from Mexico. I mean, I just learning, I mean, from a lot of the people, I mean, then I'm asking what they do over there, or, I mean, what they're celebrating, I mean, because I have a lot of friends, but I'm not really, I mean, the only thing that I celebrate is Christmas. I mean, they come over here, they just come to eat, is how they celebrate it. Just come to eat, I make tamales, and they come to eat and, tamales, Christmas Day. They bring the presents, I mean, they open over here in the house, and Thanksgiving, we just celebrate it here too, and those are the only things, nothing else. I mean, I don't celebrate the Cinco de Mayo, or the 4th of July, or other things, no, nothing else. It's not that, I don't know, I just don't grown up, I mean, doing those things. Like now that September the 15th, the 16th, yeah. I mean, I never had the desire, I mean, to do those things. My kids, even, I mean, they don't know anything about what they celebrated, I mean, because, I mean, no, it's the difference. When they grown up in the Christian church, I mean, we just go, I mean, to the Bible, not we don't celebrate it, and a lot of things. I guess it's what it is. And my kids, they don't grow up with Mexicans. I mean, other Mexican kids, friends, no. I think each one of my kids, they have a friend that's a Mexican, but only one. They never grown up, I mean, going to the dances. When they have dance, Mexican dances, they never, I mean, grown up with a Mexican kid, just white, I mean, kids. So, I don't know, I mean, I'm different, I guess, to some other families, I mean,
think
here.
So.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Because the other people, I think, they just go to the, I guess it's a different, with they go to the different domination, I mean, with the church, how they teach you, or, mm-hmm. I mean, so, my kids, they was not like, we just go to the dance, or, celebrate, I mean, the quinceañeras, they celebrate quinceañeras, the 15th. No, not my girls, I have only two. I have 10 boys and 2 girls, but we never celebrated that because I'm not perfect on my kids either, but we just learning, I mean, they learning, I mean, in the church, I mean, what we celebrate and what is so we learning from the Bible. I mean, not everything is for us to do it, I mean, over here.
Okay. Do your children belong to the same church?
No, they believe, they go to different ones. They're just going to different ones. Arno is going to the Assembly of God, the other one, they just go to the Four Spirit Church, and they go to different, but speaking, I mean, English, I mean, I'm the one that is go to the Mexican church. Yeah, because I like my, I understand my language, that I speak Spanish, I mean, I think it's better for me, I mean, to understand.
But you do well with English. There was one other question I wanted to ask you, and now I have managed to forget it.
I guess I'm talking too much.
No, not at all. No, you've given some very interesting stories. I know what I wanted to ask you. You said Marina used to come here when she was here.
Mm-hmm.
So did you know Marina?
Okay. When Fernando finished high school, he moved out of the house when he was 20 years old. He moved with a friend. He left the house. And then when he was living with this other, I mean, friend, they went to Hawaii. And then he liked it over there because of the weather. He just hated, I mean, the rain and the rain and the rain. And he stayed over there. And then he met Marina over there in Hawaii. So he brings Marina over here. So he said, well, I find somebody, I mean, that I love. Marina have a little girl, Tamara. my granddaughter. She was 2 years old, little tiny thing. I mean, now she's 20, 24. And so he brings Marina over here to, for me to meet Marina, and then they just go back over there, and then he's coming in the summer. Fernando was living over there in Hawaii, my son, for wow. many, many years.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I went over there to Hawaii too because they sent me some tickets, so I went and visited over there. And then he don't like it over there in Hawaii no more, so because it was, they used to come, I mean, all the time in the summer over here and living with me. And then 1 year they said, well, no, we're going to have their own apartment and we're not going to stay here. So, and then when they went back over there and they sold the house, and then they came over here, they built the house with the money they get from the house over there. So now they live here. But the kids, they're from over there. My two sons, my grandson,
boy,
Fernando
in Hawaii.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fernando Jr. is 18. The other one is 13.
Yeah, quite a bit of year, number of years between those children.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, she don't want to have, I mean, a lot of.
You said U.S. children were 2 years or 1 year apart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That makes it tough.
Mm-hmm. She is not a Hawaiiana, but she grown up in there in Hawaii too. Yeah. And she never learned to speak Spanish. Marina.
Okay. Well, she said she was part Puerto Rican.
She had blood. It's like she saying to me that I'm an Indian, and I said, no, I'm not an Indian. I'm a Mexican. It's a difference. It's a wall. I mean, the Indians, they have a lot of blood that from Indian. And I said, well, maybe. I said, I don't know. My mother was from here, from the United States, and she had more blood with. What did she say? She had more blood. My mind didn't work right no more. So, but I call her Mexicans. I mean, I don't call them Chicanos or, well, I think people from Mexico, they're Mexican. And from here, from the United States, they're Chicanos, I guess. I don't know where they get the name, but my kids, they never say, no, I'm a Chicano. Never, I never heard, I mean, my kids say that I'm a Chicano.
Did they have any problems when they were in school because they had a Spanish-sounding name?
I don't think so. They just learned, I mean, fast, I mean, the language. Yeah. Then they don't speak, I mean, Spanish. It's like I have a granddaughter that the father is from Edinburgh too, from Texas, and but my daughter, they never teach Spanish. I mean, when she was growing up, so she don't speak Spanish. She don't understand me a little bit, but she don't. And you look her, and she looks just Mexican. I mean. But she don't grow up, I mean, speaking Spanish, she's English.
No, just think about people who are Chinese or Japanese. I mean, they're never going to change the looks of their eyes, but they probably, a lot of them don't speak the language from the
Japanese
country where they came from.
Mm-hmm.
No?
Yeah. Well, I never think about that, but I mean, I think you're right. These days, I mean, it's too confused with these kids. They don't speak, I mean, the language, their grandparents.
Would you like them to speak Spanish?
Not really, I mean. I don't know. Everywhere that you go, is you have to speak English. So I mean, now it is. They said you need to speak Spanish because there's a lot of people here that some they don't speak any. English, but I never have any problems when I came over here. To go. See the doctor, or I just go by myself. I communicate. I have a lot of friends, they just call me, can you go with me? So could you interpret to me? So I just go with some friends that don't speak any, from people from Mexico, they don't speak English. So I just go and help them, to take it to the doctor. Yeah, I do that, a lot of things. But thank God that I don't have that problem. I learned. I was going to school. But through the years, if you don't practice, you forget. But then I just start again because over here was just English. Not Spanish. A lot of people.
This was interesting. I'm glad I met Marina and that she suggested
she's really nice.
You.
Yeah. She's really nice. She's a really nice person. Yeah. She just liked, to learn, about a lot of, things. She just liked to, discover things. And she said, to ask it. I'm fine, Marina. I'm fine. I don't want to learn anything. I'm fine. Why they don't like to know things? I said, I don't know. I don't have that desire for, learning. Like, she wants me to go to the centro. Let's go. I don't want to go. I like people. If people come to me and talk to me and ask me favors and anything, I'm here.